This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny,
the Baron of Buttplugs,
the Duke of Dongs.
His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the Odyssey Multiplex,
waving high the big black dildo of destiny,
as he brings you a game that we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right!
That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right! Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize!
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
All righty, guys. Since we have a full team, the cards are loaded. Mike, Brandon, James, let's start the game. We'll start with the men. Mike, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Yeah, I'm Mike. I'm 41, married. Got a few C-rings, a few vibrators, and got a wand.
How long you been married?
4 years.
4 years. 40. Is it your first one or no?
No, second.
Second. What about her?
Second.
So, do you guys think you figured it out?
I think so.
You sound a little dead inside after only 4 years. I'll be honest with you, Mike.
No, that's stress, work.
Is that right? Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm going to let you have that one, Mike. All right, Mike, you're going to play. I'm going to get Brandon on. Brandon, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up? I'm Brandon, 33. I got a sad sleeve, engaged. She's got a sizer and a rose.
And so 33 years old. How old is she?
She is 30. Jesus.
She's 30. Okay. Have you either of you been married before?
Nope.
So first time for both. Okay, that's good. And what made you decide you had to get married now, Brandon?
Well, we've been dating for about 6 years and engaged for four. Figured we're in no rush to get married.
Well, I'm just saying, everything was fine. Now, do you have a date set or no?
No, no.
Oh, okay. So you're just faking her out. I mean, listen, if it's working, what's the point?
It's working. It's feeling good.
Why screw the whole thing up with paperwork? You like doing paperwork?
Well, that's why we're just engaged.
That's right. Has anything good ever come from doing a bunch of paperwork? The answer is no.
No.
No, never, man. If everything is working out great, I feel like you're doing the right thing. Did she kind of get you where you had to ask her? Did you feel like you had to lock down her vagina and you were afraid somebody else might?
It's pretty good. I wanted to lock it down.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, that's how it works, right? Like, it's an important part of the process. That way she's walking around, hopefully, with that ring on her finger, and it at least slows down the attempts.
Oh, absolutely.
But now, does a guy wear an engagement ring? He doesn't, right? You don't wear. You don't wear anything.
I mean, I got one, but...
Do you wear it?
Oh, yeah.
Does you find that it gets you more attempts? Like, girls come on to you more?
Honestly, I don't think so.
I don't think it makes a difference.
I've heard that
there's a theory with that.
But I don't know.
Nope.
All right.
I do it to make her happy.
How's the sex working out for you?
Oh, great.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what would you say? Go ahead.
I'd say about twice a week.
Yeah? And everything you need? Everything you want?
Oh, yes.
Nothing. There's nothing left. There's nothing. You're not searching. You've done it all.
I've done it all.
Really? Will she bring up?
I've spent my 20s traveling and, you know.
Yeah, no, I meant with her. Like, will she bring another girl home?
Oh, as no. No.
No. None of that business?
No.
No. You're like, you're not even going to ask that. I don't understand.
Yeah.
What about butt stuff?
No.
No?
I've tried, but that was a hard no.
Boy, you still threw that ring out there, did you?
I kept the receipt.
All right. Hi, Brandon. Mike, you both hold on. Let's see what James is. James, welcome to the show.
Hey, Johnny, I'm James. I'm 32 years old. I've been married for 7 years. I've got a C-ring and a sleeve, and my wife has a couple vibrators, including one of those ones with the remote control that I get to control.
Excellent. So you got married at 25.
Yep.
And you feel like it was a good decision? You're happy with everything?
Absolutely, man. We got one kid who we all love, and it's been great. It's been fun.
I know kids are great, and I totally understand that it's the greatest love of your life. But if you remove that, the kid, would you be like, oh, this is still the greatest thing? This is definitely a good idea.
Yeah, for sure.
Long pause, and your voice went up a couple octaves, sir. You got to remember to do it like this real fast. Absolutely. Best decision ever made.
I definitely have a tell.
All right, James, Brandon, Mike, you know how this works. Closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid.
Our first item up for bid is the Delight Heated Rose Masturbator from Nest Toys.
I'm going to give the silicone rose the horn.
You get the horn.
Yeah, I'm going to heat it up and get it on.
Let's get it on.
It's got rubber nubbins that feel good on my dong.
I feel so good.
I'm all pent up and it's time to bone.
Let me tell you all about the Delight Heated Rose Masturbator. What you got here is a rose-shaped stroker. It's super soft and stretchy with a realistic feel and texture. It's got them pleasure nubs. And before you get it on, place it on the heated seat to warm it up.
Warm it up, Chris.
I'm about to.
Warm it up, Chris.
That's what I was born to do.
Warm it up, Chris.
I'm about to.
Warm it up, Chris.
That's what I was born to do.
I have no idea who Chris is, but I think I'm going to politely decline his offer to warm it up for me.
No, don't touch me there. Is what I told my uncle, but he didn't seem to care. It's my secret little spot, and I don't want to share. No, don't touch me there.
It's the Delight Heated Rose Masturbator from Nest Toys, and it can be yours if the price is right.
Yeah, we've gone to sticking it in the foliage, have we? I didn't know that I even needed this in my life.
I had no idea.
I didn't know that you could. It was about. Oh, there's the cap. Oh, look, it really does look like a purple rose.
And yes,
then
it is.
As soon as this comes out,
the whole thing comes off.
Because
the base warms up.
Oh, now I got it. So there's like a heating plug that goes inside it like this, and it sits like that, and then you put this, and then you take this off, and this is warm.
Sure.
And then you put your wiener in there, and it feels like a recently murdered body. So now I got it. Now I understand what we're doing. That's a lot of work going on there. My masturbation tends to take like a more like, you know, right in the moment kind of a thing. Like
you have to charge it up first.
By the way, I can't look at that too long because it sits on a stand underneath a globe. And then it's a rose inside the globe. And my mom,
was English, I know.
She had the bowling ball with the yellow rose in it. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, man.
And sometimes you turn a little light on underneath it. And like,
we didn't have the fancy light.
That's what that reminds me of.
Sure. No. But my masturbation is like, I got to do it now. Like, I don't think in advance. Like, I'm teasing myself. Like, I'm going to turn it on, heat it up.
Some people may just know they have a window.
Think about it. Look at some videos. I'm like, I'm going to go pull it. You know what I mean? Like it just goes that. It just goes that fast. But listen, maybe treat yourself. You guys all been married. You guys, this is something for you.
You deserve it.
A more tender masturbatory experience. Mike, what would you pay for such an item?
Let's go.
$89.69. And Brandon?
$70.
$70 even. Finally, James?
$69.
$69. The actual manufacturer's suggested retail price?
$56.99.
Oh, James. Oh, my God. It's time for you to put yourself inside the American Beauty. It's going to be beautiful. So enjoy it, James.
Make sure you close the curtains.
It's going to be really nice. It's so much more romantic. If you walk in or she walks in on you masturbating, has she ever caught you masturbating, James?
No.
No. But if she were, this is the kind of thing you want, right? It's a rose. It looks very romantic. And then you just turn to her with that thing off the end of your penis. Mm-hmm. You know? And you tell her that she's the one you choose. You want to give her the rose. It's like The Bachelor. It's that different. Yeah.
James is a tester and... Let her walk in on him. That's see how right. it goes after that.
That's right. That's right. All right. You stay right there. All right. Brandon, Mike, I'll get you guys hooked up. You hang right there. Make sure those guys get tickets for Seether or Corn, whichever one they want. Hey.
It's like a spa day for your penis, really.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One second, I swear to God, dog.
What's he up to?
He's in a new thing. To get attention now, he either tries to chew the end of my shoelace while I'm talking, or, hey, enough. Don't get that face like I just beat you, for God's sake. And then, if not that, he's pulling on my cord on my headphones now. He'll get it gently in his mouth, and then you'll see them start to drift down my head like this. And then I look over, and he's looking at me like...
A little more.
A little more.
Will not be ignored, John.
No, he will not. And he knows that when I have the headphones on and we're standing here like this, that it's time. Like, he doesn't do this when the mics are off.
No.
This is just, he knows.
I can vouch for that.
You're a good boy. You are.
You're loved by all.
Come on. You're all right. You see him poked up there?
Yes.
All right, I have to go to work now. I know. And now he's got his hands on my hips. I got to go to work now, bub. All right, I love you. You're a good dog. Hold on. I know it's bad training. Just let me do it. You want a snack?
He owns you.
Do you want you? Do you or don't you? Do you? All right, there. Now, there's some snacks for you to feed him. Now I gotta go back to work. Now, Tiffany, Marie, Danielle. Let's start with Tiffany. Tiffany, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hey, it's Tiffany. I'm 37. I am engaged, and I have a vibrator and some butt plugs.
All right, Tiffany, you don't sound very excited about being engaged or being on the show. You're like, I'm Tiffany. I'm 37.
I don't know. I mean, this is my third So
this is your third time to get married? So you're like,
yes.
You're like, I got you. I got you. Do you even bother? Do you even have like a wedding shower now to get free stuff? Or are you over that? Have you, your friends go?
No. Look, I didn't have any with any of mine, but no.
Dude, my brother tried on his third marriage, and I go, no, I'm not buying you anything. And he tried to get offended. I go,
no.
Give the stuff back from the first two, and I'll give you something for the third. But I've grown tired of this little game that you're playing.
Right.
Yeah. So this is your third time getting married. Is it because the guys keep asking you to marry them? They just won't stop asking, or you know exactly how to get a guy to marry
you? Well, I've been asked like 7 times, so.
Damn.
But dirty, no.
Dirty, 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 dirty girl. You know exactly tonight. You know I know, right?
Of course.
If 7 guys have asked you to marry them, you do all of it.
No.
Yes, you do. You put the dirty, dirty on them, and then they lose their minds. Let's have an honest conversation here. If you want a guy to marry you, like there's a certain time frame where you just put it on them, and they're like zombies, aren't they?
I guess so.
Don't stop.
Something's so working.
Humble.
Stop. You think so? How long did it take this one to ask you to marry him?
Well, let's see here. We had got together in January, and he asked me in August, so not very long.
Right.
Nice work.
What's the shortest time anybody else, the first two, did anybody else, or even ones you didn't marry, what's the shortest a guy's ever been with you from the moment he saw your vagina to the time he asked to marry you?
Shoot, probably 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing, don't you?
I guess I do.
Yeah. All right, Tiffany. What happened with the other two marriages? Why'd you have to get out of them?
Well, the first one was abusive, and the second one cheated on me.
Cheating? What? Did you stop giving him the hot sex that you'd given him prior to the marriage?
No, he actually cheated on me with a bigger chick, so I just think he likes bigger chicks.
You know, if it must be that way. I say, you know what? I mean, if you're a girl, if it has to be, you're like, I just wasn't fat enough. Like,
I guess so. And I told him, like, that's all you had to do was tell me. Like,
yeah, see,
no hard feelings.
I mean, for a guy, like, that's like she's like, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. His penis was much smaller, and that's what I prefer. I'd be like, oh, well, I guess I couldn't help it then. Like, that
right?
would be fine.
Exactly.
Like, if you must leave me for something that I find less attractive, less fearful.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you know what? It's not your fault, babe. He likes really fat ladies.
Apparently, that's okay.
I'm sorry you're not fat enough. All right, Tiffany, you play. I'm going to get Marie on. Marie, welcome to the show.
Okay. Hi, my name's Marie. I'm 33, married, and I have, like, an arsenal of toys.
So. Okay, one more time, Marie.
I am 33, married, and I have, like, an assortment of toys.
When you say, first marriage?
Yes.
And so you've been collecting these the entire time? How long have you been married?
Just a year.
Oh, this is your first one. You didn't get married till 32. You brought these into the marriage.
Some I have, and some I just gained as we, you know, my husband went and bought me some, and then I have some, and then I want some from you guys, so.
How many would you say you own?
Enough to fill my side drawer all the way up.
Good for you. Good for you. And, all right, Marie, would you say your sex life is satisfactory, that you're rolling right along?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we do pretty damn good.
And how often are you having sex?
Well, he works out of town a lot, so we do it maybe like 2 or 3 times a week.
And that's with him being out of
town?
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Damn.
How often are you masturbating by yourself?
a lot.
More than once a day?
Probably. I'm like, it helps me sleep.
You know what? I'm proud of you. It does.
Yes, it does help you sleep.
Good girl.
Good. I love you. All right, Tiffany, Marie, hold on. Danielle, we have to get on. Danielle, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hey, I'm Danielle. I'm 33, married, and I have a wand, one of those little glass rose things, and a few vibrators.
And how long have you been married, Danielle?
15 years.
And what would you say is the best thing you guys do sexually? Like, what would you say is your top, like, favorite thing together?
I would probably say, maybe a little like exhibitionist type things.
You guys like to do it in public places?
Ish.
Ish? Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Obviously, you don't want to get arrested, but where would you guys, right. Give me an example of where you guys would try it.
Most recently, like an abandoned store, like in the car.
Like, get on, go. But you do it because it's thrilling that someone might see you.
Yeah, but you're not the likelihood is low.
Right. Yeah. But you still want that thrill of like, oh, we're doing something wrong.
Yes.
Excellent. All right, if you could do it anywhere, if you were braver, where would you try it?
Maybe on a boat.
On a what?
A boat.
Well, the boat seems pretty safe.
Yeah.
I mean, not in an amusement park, but... but, all right. Danielle, Marie, Tiffany, all of you, I assume, know how this works, but if you don't, here's how it works. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid.
Our second item up for bid
is the Giannis Heat Up Tapping Masturbator from Nest Toys.
Tap three times.
Yeah, let's
tap on that clitoris.
It has 5 clitoral tapping functions.
And insert that vibe
to give your G-spot a go.
With 10 speeds of vibration.
Well, tap that thing is easy to do. I got that thing from my matricular used to been tapping that thing. Great God, I've been tapping that thing. Great God, my every morning at 8, you can hear me tapping that thing.
Girl, let me tell you all about my Goddess Heat Up Tapping Massager. You have an incredible G-spot stimulator with 10 powerful vibrations, as well as a 5-function clitoral stimulator.
While I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door.
Did someone say rapping?
Warm up, Chris. I'm about to.
Warm up, Chris.
That's what I was born to do.
Again with Chris.
But he's right, it is heated.
So
warm it up, Chris.
I'm
about
to.
Warm it up, Chris.
That's what I was born to do.
It's the Goddess Heat Up Tapping Massager from Nash Toys, and they can be yours if the price is right.
Now I'm curious, is what's the difference between tapping and vibrating? Do you wish to be tapped, finger tapped?
No, that's never happened.
I've never, I think I'm trying to decide if I've ever gone in that position. I mean,
always give it a look.
Well, that's, okay, so.
Vibration, hold that for 3.
Okay, well, it's normal.
All right, so it's on. Okay, there we go. So that's the penis part.
Okay.
That's the shaft.
And the top is the tapper.
The top is the tapper. That's got the kiss on it.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a good quality size.
Trying to get it to.
Just click it.
Hi. It really does give it a thumperoo.
Now I can see your finger on the tip of it.
So you can see it actually does go in and out. It's a little rubber ball. So it's basically sucker punching your clitoris.
Yeah. You know the massage power gun?
Yeah.
That's kind of what it looks like, but like much.
Let me turn this part up. Can you run?
Yeah, just to hold,
hold the 3 seconds.
I'll feel this. That's back to the vibrator part. And that goes to like super high.
Oh, ladies.
Mode. I'm going to put it on Buddy. Oh. I just touched Buddy's head with it. He was like, no.
Oh.
Yeah, he doesn't like that at all.
That's incredible. I can't take my eyes off the front.
Yeah,
holy.
So I'm going to turn the shafting off now.
Hold
on, wait. All right, so here's the.
You can hear it.
That's the little boxer.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one punching your clitoris.
Oh,
that
my.
Thing, that guy's like.
Oh, things are happening. Damn. Oh, it goes up.
Oh, dude, look, like I'm telling you, like my finger is a good quarter inch off that thing.
It's almost so much you. It's so fast, you can almost not see it.
Yeah, all I can do is tell you gotta put your finger on it. Like, there's no other way. But that's.
There's no way.
That's literally. That's
oh,
full
it pushes
on
in too.
Super thumping your vagina. Does it still thump when you push it in?
It stops. It like slows for a second. That's incredible. Who thought that up?
That's a real.
Thank you, America or China, whoever came up with that.
That's a real nub puncher.
Have you ever
considered getting nub punched?
I am now.
I kind of want to try it now.
I know. I'm like, I didn't know it was a thing until this.
Yeah, that's it.
That thing's.
I've never seen
nice
one like
job,
that.
Nice job, Gregory.
I mean,
there's no way.
Yeah. Dude, look at, like, my finger can only get that close to it.
I give that toy 40 seconds max that it would take. Just looking at it and knowing things.
That's like...
That's a get her done.
I'm trying to get so you can really tell it.
Fact.
That's like Mike Tyson working a speed bag. Oh, yeah.
I'm absolutely impressed with this. I gotta write myself a note. I gotta go by Steph's house later today.
Yeah, no, that's a real nub buncher there. All right. Ladies, I don't know if it's good. I don't know if it's bad. Let me have my little spit guard thing back. Sorry about the noise here.
Looks good.
There. All right, there you go. All right. Tiffany, I don't know if you've ever experienced a good thumping of the clitoris, but this is your chance.
Okay. I'd say $79.
Have you been punched in the vagina?
I have been finger tapped, yes.
Yes? Like,
no idea.
Not like this, young lady.
No.
And what number did you say?
79
even. All right. Marie, have you been finger thumped?
Not that I can recall.
This might be something great.
Yeah, sounds like fun. Like, I kind of want this.
I'm with you.
What's your number?
Oh, man. I'm going to say 69.
Geez, like the sex position?
Yep.
Dirty bird. Danielle, finally, Danielle, what's your number?
I'm going to go $82.
$82. Okay. So, the actual manufacturer suggested retail
$74.99.
Oh, damn. Marie.
Oh, yeah, Marie. Just below. That's it. Oh, Marie, you chose well. Listen.
Yes.
Good choice. Tiffany did well. Good guess, Danielle. But Marie, you dirty word, you're getting thumped right in the vagina. This one's a real nub puncher.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm excited.
I want you to call us and let us know how it is. I'm actually excited. I want feedback on this one.
I will call you back and let you know.
All right. All right. Stay right there. Tiffany, Danielle, I'm sorry you didn't win that item, but Jake has some wonderful tickets for you. In fact, Danielle, Tiffany, tell me, Danielle, Seether or Korn?
Definitely Korn.
And you, Tiffany, Seether or Korn? Or Creed?
I'd say Creed.
All right. You stay right there. I'll get you hooked up. Thank you to our friends at Moonlight Adult Boutique. Three locations, State Avenue and KCK, 40 Highway, KCMO, Southwest Topeka Boulevard, MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.